Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of years ago, I asked you to suggest a place, kind of for like a road trip to go out and get a Christmas tree. I felt like doing, you know, like I was going on an adventure to get a tree, and nothing against any other Christmas tree lots, but I just wanted some type of adventure.
Well, it's just like if you think about Christmas vacation,
exactly.
Or you think about even Modern Family had a getting a tree adventure saga in the show.
I don't
Everybody
have enough
does.
Energy to actually saw my own tree down, but... I went yesterday to the Vineyard 1924 in Fallbrook,
oh, nice.
And this is the fourth time I've gotten my tree there. First of all, the tree selection is fabulous. I started the decorating my house a little bit late this year. Usually I do it the weekend after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, but I couldn't do it. I was traveling, and last week was crazy with the radiothon, so finally got it done. Got a great-looking tree. I may have taken 18 videos and sent them all to Tammy yesterday.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
I get very Christmassy when I
yes.
get Christmassy, okay?
Yes, you did it. You did it well.
The Vineyard 1924, it's just that. It's a winery, but it's like a little Christmas village right now. It's so great. They've got they got nights with Santa. They've got live music. All kinds of food, too, man. They had like a wood-fired pizza cart. They had a kettle corn cart, churro pretzel cart, sushi. When we first got there, we got there right when it opened, and mm-hmm. I heard what I had first thought was like football play-by-play. I heard a man talking, and I mm-hmm. guess my Sunday football brain thought they were listening to a football play-by-play. Mm-hmm. It turned out there was an outdoor church service also at this place.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, there's a church service going on, but they also have, because it is a winery, a booth where you can get some wine or beer or hard cider, hard kombucha, hot chocolate. And my friend Sam was with me, and she wanted a hard cider. So yeah. I walked up and I asked, is it sacrilegious or even inappropriate to order a drink when church is still going on? And she was like, no, half these people have had three glasses of sangria already.
Nice.
My kind of service, by the way. So, yes, if you're looking for a good place for a tree, there's many places, but the Vineyard 1924 in Fallbrook, they're really, really nice up there, too. They didn't ask for me to talk about this. I just had such a great day yesterday up
there. That's beautiful. You know what? I'm excited because we are giving away Keith Urban tickets all this week with Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. So call right now, 833-287-1037. John has 5 pop culture questions. If you get more right than I do, you're also going to win $100. But no matter what, you're going to go see Keith Urban when he comes to L.A. next summer. 833-287-1037. Call right now to take me on in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Safe to say a good time was had by all at KSON Country Christmas this past Saturday?
I would think so. First of all, it was our first experience in the brand new Front Wave Arena, which was fabulous. What a great venue.
I've never gotten to or gotten home from a KSON concert more quickly than I did on Saturday night.
Finally, North County comes for you, John.
It was awesome. Tyler Braden was one of our acts, got a chance to get to know him and possibly trade clothes with him.
Tyler, I'm sorry, John's going to undress right now.
No, Tyler asked me.
Yeah, I want his jacket.
He said I want his jacket.
Oh, really?
So here we go.
We're going to see if it fits. All right, moment of truth.
Uh-oh.
I'm a big dude, so let's see. Don't get it on video if it doesn't fit.
But if it fits, are you going to give him your flannel?
Absolutely.
Because I think this flannel would look really good on...
I'm rocking.
Yes!
I'm rocking. I got to have all the layers. I'm keeping all the
Tyler,
layers.
Tyler, you have to understand something. So we were in the airport in Nashville, and it was after a long CMA weekend, and we needed some greasy food the morning we were driving. You understand, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right? And
Darius Rucker walks up to us.
Okay.
And John looks at me and he goes, dude, are you as hungover as we are? And he said, dude. And then he looked at John and he goes, I really like your jacket. And John said, I like your jacket. And they thought about exchanging it and they never did. And now what's happening right here?
That was almost a really cool story. You know, I mean.
So, John, I think this flannel would look really good on you. Are you willing to trade the jacket for the flannel?
The jacket probably costs a lot more than the flannel.
You know what? No, no. Welcome to San Diego, pal.
I'm glad
Merry
to be here.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Look at this. Wow, what a great,
yes,
unbelievable venue you're here tonight.
Yeah, brand new, right? I hear it's
brand new. Brand new.
That's crazy.
You're one of the first artists to play here. How does that feel?
That's really cool. The second time that we've ever played an arena this early, we played with Justin Moore in Clarksville, Tennessee. The first show at an arena they'd ever had. They had a hockey game the night before, and then we played like minor league hockey. And then we played the night after, and it was really cool. This is going to be even better, I think. This
love
really
it.
Cool, yeah.
So my daughter Morgan is standing over there, and she's like, Mom, I didn't know it was the guy I tried to tell you about before. She found you before I found you.
I appreciate that.
Work in this industry. So Morgan, peace out, honey, for finding Tyler before I knew who he was.
I love it. Thank
she
you.
She was a huge fan. Huge
this
fan.
That's amazing. True. I love that. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, worked out.
You're going to have a great time, man. It's a sold-out show. They're all there. They're all ready to go. And everyone is like in this big Christmas mode. So.
Yeah.
Christmas mode is always good. Yeah.
Oh, blue.
I still don't
Christmas
know what song it is.
Oh. Without you, I'll be so blue. Christmas without you.
Okay, get out here.
Okay.
All
right.
Too bad I wasn't relaxed during that interview at all.
Everybody had a very good time.
I'm upset that I messed up the words to Blue Christmas. I know them better than that.
It's okay. It's all right.
And what are you doing trading my clothes off for me?
I liked his flannel very much.
Yeah,
it would have looked
too.
Really good
I
on you.
I liked my jacket, too. You're giving my clothes away. But the guy who sold beer has my boots.
Yeah.
It was wonderful seeing you on Saturday. We hope you had a great time. This is Tyler Braden. It's called Devil You Know. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. How is it possible, with all the talented female artists in country music, that the first female artist to have a number one song this entire year just happened last week? How is that possible, Tammy?
It's insane. Ella Langley and Riley Green's duet, You Look Like You Love Me, is number one on the charts. And yeah, she's the first woman to have a number one song the entire year. 51 weeks it's been since a female was the top of the charts. And by the way, that was Lainey Wilson along with Jelly Roll and Save Me. So women are in the top 10, but they're not hitting that number one spot, and I don't understand it.
Even when they do, it's with another guy. I don't understand it either. Is it a radio programmer problem? It's not a quality problem. Obviously, the amount of female artists out there are fabulous, and they're all over the place. So why can't they hit number one? What's happening here? I would have thought for sure Lainey Wilson would have more than one number one song this year. I would have thought that Megan Maroney would have a number one song this year. I would have thought that Carly Pierce would have a number one song this year, that Miranda would have a number one, that Carrie would. What's happening, Tammy? I need you to get to the bottom of this.
Well, it's just that they haven't reached number one. It's not that they haven't done well. They just didn't hit that number one spot. And I'm going to say it's industry reason, to be honest with you, because I think that it's...
Go ahead.
It's all the politicalness of record labels and trying to get their artists to number one, and someone was always pushing somebody else harder. Is what I think it is.
Up until recently, I was getting defensive when people were saying that country music's a boys' club, and where are the women? And I was like, well, we play plenty of women, and we do. When you look at the fact that the entire year, not one female artist has had a number one song until last week, and even that was a duet with a dude, I gotta say that they're right.
Yeah.
Let's make a stand in the next coming year, Tammy.
Okay.
Let's do our best as big mouths, with no pull whatsoever in the music industry, to get more female artists to be number one. It does not make a lick of sense. Until then, 833-287-1037. It's time to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Keith Urban is coming to L.A. next summer. He's bringing Alana Springsteen with him. Mm-hmm. So, yes, there's a country female artist being represented. More importantly, you will be there just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Win or lose, that's the prize. Win, you have $100 as well for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
If you became a partner in Hope, during our 37th KSON Country Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon. We can't thank you enough. We really, really can't.
Man, I'm still just reeling over what a fabulous celebration of hope those last two days, Thursday and Friday, were. We finally hit a milestone that we've been reaching for quite a long time.
Hang on. John, I need you to take out the piece of paper that's in your pocket that I gave you. So today something happened when I was looking at something and I made a decision. Would you please read what I wrote on there for everyone? Oh, I'm so glad this happened. Please read it out loud.
11-11 on Friday, December 6, 2024. I wished for number 3 on the start of our St. Jude total.
Because our total is $301,989.
Woo! Wow, I still can't believe that. So what made you write down that you predicted that we're going to get to $300,000 this year? Timmy gives me a post-it note, says, put this in your pocket and only take it out and read it if I ask you to.
Yes, because I didn't want it to not come true, you know, and I didn't want you to be disappointed. But anyway, I happened to look down at my phone and it said 11-11. And whenever it's 11-11, you catch that on the clock, you're supposed to make a wish.
You are?
So that's what a lot of people do when they see 11-11 is supposedly a lucky number.
Is it just specifically 11? Is it like 12-12? Or
11-11.
Okay.
And so when I saw that's the first thing that popped in my head. So I wrote it down and folded up and kept it in my pocket until later in the day when I handed it off to you. And
you,
fingers crossed, hoping it was going to happen.
It just made a very, very cool moment even more so. It was such an emotional night.
Yes, man. It was.
That whole room was full of people. Our work family, my daughter was there, her boyfriend. It was just fabulous. Every time we think that, oh, this might be a year where things get down or times are tough, blah, 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 you step up and you represent. And so many families have hope because of you. And that is really what it's all about. Mm-hmm. And now we can party again.
Yeah. Right.
Now we can have some fun.
So when you became a partner in Hope, know that you got an extra hug from us. We thank you, and we couldn't have done it without you, and we're so proud of you.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Natalie, who's in Alpine. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
Natalie, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Bye, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Natalie, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than 10, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Yes, sir.
Natalie, true or false? Over 80% of American households opt for an artificial Christmas tree over a real one.
True.
Yesterday, back in 2022, Canadian pop singer Celine Dion revealed she had been diagnosed with a rare neurological disorder called stiff person syndrome. Celine's signature song, My Heart Will Go On, is from what award-winning film?
Titanic.
Today, back in 1965, A Charlie Brown Christmas, the first Peanuts animated special premiered. Charlie Brown's dog's name is Snoopy. What's Snoopy's best friend's name?
Snoopy's best friend, is it the bird? Woodstock.
45 years ago this weekend, Star Trek, the motion picture, premiered. This was the first movie of the series, and 5 additional followed featuring the original series characters. Who played Captain Kirk?
Captain Kirk. William Shatner.
And finally, what is the best-selling video game console of all time? Game Boy, Nintendo DS, or PlayStation 2?
Of all time? Game Boy.
Let's get Tammy back in. Natalie, what you got going on today?
Getting ready for work.
Yeah, and what do you do?
I'm a banker.
Oh, okay. All right. Tammy, get ready. Natalie did 4 out of 5.
Okay, nice job, Natalie.
Thank you.
Tammy, true or false? Over 80% of American households opt for an artificial Christmas tree over a real one.
Ooh. I'm going to say true.
That is true. I didn't know it was that much. I love having a real tree. I love it, love it, love it. It's one-to-one. Natalie knew that. Yesterday, back in 2022, Canadian pop singer Celine Dion revealed she had been diagnosed with a rare neurological disorder called stiff person syndrome. Celine's signature song, My Heart Will Go On, is from what award-winning film?
Titanic.
That is right. 2-2. Today, back in 1965, A Charlie Brown Christmas, the first Peanuts animated special premiered. Charlie Brown's dog is named Snoopy. What's Snoopy's best friend name?
Woodstock.
Woodstock is right. Natalie knew that. 3-3. 45 years ago this weekend, Star Trek the Motion Picture premiered. 45 years ago.
Wow.
This was the first movie of the series, and five additional followed, featuring the original series characters. Who played Captain Kirk?
William Shatner.
William Shatner's like over 90 years old now.
It's crazy. But when you see him, he doesn't look like he's in his
90s. Is that surgery or is that just genes?
I don't know.
It's got to be kind of both, I have to imagine. All right, well, we're all tied at 4. And finally, what is the best-selling video game console of all time, Tammy? Is it Game Boy, Nintendo DS, or PlayStation 2?
Of all time.
All time.
That's kind of a hard one because the Nintendo's around for a while, but I'm going to go PlayStation 2.
That is the correct answer. The PlayStation 2 is the best-selling video game console of all time with over 158 million sold. Natalie, a clean sweep for Tam today. Unfortunately for you, you're not going to get any of her money, but you do have a great prize.
Yes, you are the first person to win tickets to see Keith Urban, his High and Alive World Tour. It's coming to L.A. July 26th at the Intuit Dome, also starring Alana Springsteen and Chase Matthew.
Yay, thank you.
We appreciate you, Natalie. Have a wonderful day. Before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Natalie in Alpine, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We met Megan Maroney one time previously at Stagecoach. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a lot of time at Stagecoach, so it was really great to sit down and talk with her backstage before her headlining appearance at our KSON Country Christmas.
Megan, I have to say that the very first time I got to see your full show was with Kenny Chesney in L.A., and I was blown away, and you can ask John. All I kept talking about when I came back to work on Monday was that show and how great you were.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember LA being an amazing show. I missed that tour a lot.
Yeah. You're really close with Kenny, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is it the mentorship? What is it that's the best part of that relationship?
I think it's half him being a mentor and knowing that everything I have to do, he's already gone through. So I know whether it's a live performance or whatever it is, I know that he has a lot of knowledge on that. And then also just the friendship. I mean, like, him and I have become such good friends, and we laugh because the first time we went out to get breakfast together, like before the tour, just to meet each other, we like never thought, like, what could we have, like, you know, that much in common. But yeah, it's just a lot of fun. We just go out and hang out, and it's fun. Yeah.
I think I want to know what you guys order for breakfast.
So I ordered biscuits. I like gravy. All the unhealthy stuff. Kenny gets healthy stuff.
Sure.
So I wanted to ask you something else, because there was a time that Kenny said he was never going to sing She Thinks My Tractor Sexy again. And you came out. I know I keep bringing it back to the show, but I was so impressed. You came out on this little John Deere tractor. Was that a surprise to him the first time you did that?
100%. Yeah, I think the surprise was fun because there were two different parts to it. The first song when I did All the Pretty Girls was I came out dressed like him. Right. And he thought that was it. Yeah. And then She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy. I, like, ran off stage. I watched him turn around because I, like, sprinted because I did the little towel thing that we would do because I didn't want to throw him off yet.
Yeah.
So when he started singing the verses, when I dashed off stage.
Right.
But, yeah, he was definitely surprised. I thought that was really, really funny. And
I loved it. I loved
everything. He was definitely surprised. Like, he still talks about it, and it was just such a fun
moment.
Dude,
you did good. I got a high five.
Thank you. Thank you.
So
I can't
impressed.
Believe no one had done that before.
Right?
But, yeah, just such a full circle moment because I used to, you know, listen to him going to school. My mom would have him his CDs, and it was just, yeah, it's a cool moment to be able to sing that with him.
This is the time of the year the lists come out, the best of. Like, three of the best of country records of the year, you're in the top three of all of them.
Really?
Yes, you are.
I haven't
Taste
seen
of Country,
that.
The Boot, and somebody, Fredsless, I don't know.
Fredsless.
But you are, literally, you are a
Craigslist.
Mainstay in the top. No.
Craigslist likes my album.
It's Fred. You are in the top three of the best records of the year.
That's crazy.
Are you worried that this is all happening too fast? Are you Are you ready for what's going to happen next year?
I feel like it's all been gradual to me. I mean, from how I've, you know, how me and my team have worked, it's like we keep just keeping our heads down and working hard, and good things keep coming from that. So I think it's been great, but it is fast. But I'm also like, I don't expect it, but it's like we do put in a lot of hard work, and I'm proud of the songs that I write, and so I'm happy that people connect with them. You know, some of them are really sad, so it's unfortunate that so many people connect with them.
Right.
But,
you know,
but
you're healing people with those sad songs, too. You know that. There were songs when you were a teenager that, like, oh, my God.
My mom the other day found my, like, little art easel that I used to paint on, and on the back of it, I had to have been so young. I wrote, I guess I should have been more like her, like, in my little girl handwriting.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I was a little emo cowgirl.
Yeah. Sure.
Megan, the story of your rise now is kind of legendary as far as the whole sorority party and Chase Rice being there. Did you know you were such a strong songwriter when you were challenged to write songs?
Well, when I was challenged by Chase to write my first song, I did it by myself and it was easy. And apparently that's not a thing.
No,
but I didn't know. I was just like, he told me I needed to write a song. I'm like, okay, done. Did it. Okay. And it wasn't until I started to like write more consistently that I was like, maybe there's something here. Of course, you know, I wrote a lot of bad songs before they started getting good. But I definitely think there was something there. And I always loved writing. Like, it sounds nerdy, but like in all of my, I would get like really high scores on all my papers. There's like a standardized test that you have to take in Georgia when you're like a either like sophomore or junior or something, and I scored a perfect score on it. So I can write things.
Right.
So that's about as like much as I knew about myself as a writer in high school.
We all know Megan writes good songs. I mean, that's why you paid money to watch her sing on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I'm curious about the crappy songs. As we continue our conversation with Megan Maroney next, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Megan Maroney let us know how she kind of stumbled upon this God-given talent, obviously, of songwriting, mm-hmm. not even singing, but songwriting, when Chase Rice, at a sorority party where she was discovered, said, I'll let you come on tour with me, but you have to write a song.
Right.
And she's like, okay, here it is. And it was great.
Turns out she's got a gift for writing.
But, as she mentioned, she's written a bunch of songs that, how did she put it? Not the best.
So one of the best country rock bands of all time are the Eagles. The late Glenn Frey used to write songs for Bob Seger. And Bob Seger told Glenn Frey, you're going to write a bunch of songs before you write one good one.
Exactly.
Do you have a ton of really bad stuff that you finally emerged to become what you are now?
I mean, I don't think any of it is necessarily bad, because if it was really going bad, I am the kind of artist that's like, I don't even want my name on this song. Like, we can just give up and like write something else. Like, we don't have to like push it. If it's not good, let's just not finish it.
By the way, that's a good title too. I don't want my name on this song. I love that.
I wrote that actually. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
In the room, you can feel if it's going to be good. And so I think the ones that are finished and ones that have my voice on it, I don't think any of them are necessarily bad. They're just ones that, you know, all of my albums, I will say, I try to not say the same feeling twice. Like not say something, the same feeling in a different way. So each song is a different experience. So some of my songs that don't make albums are like, maybe they made you feel the same way as Mama I Lied did, but I liked Mama I Lied more than the other one. So that's how I like choose songs.
You have so many young women in the audience right now who are just so thrilled that they get the opportunity to be here tonight and see you. What does that do in your heart?
It's just, I mean, as it is healing for them to scream the lyrics, it's healing for me to hear them sing those words back to me when, you know, I would cry for 10 hours and then write Break It right back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's like they're singing it with me and screaming it because it's their own story. But like, it's very healing to me to see that it's almost like you have a bunch of friends out there that are just like with you, and they feel you because they've gone through something similar. So yeah, I just love writing songs, and it's just such a gift, I feel like, to be here and be able to do this.
Megan, we've had a lot of these shows. This is probably the fastest one of these shows I've saw in a long time. Are you
that's
ready?
True.
Are you
that's
ready
true.
For what's
we
about to be
are
next?
About to get lit? Okay,
right.
I'm so excited. I know. I saw my manager went outside and took a picture of the merch lines, and they all look so cute in their like dresses and their boots and stuff. But I have no doubt that they're going to be loud and crazy, which are my favorite shows.
But are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I'm forced to be ready all the time.
It was really, really cool behind the scenes on Saturday. I don't know if you felt this, Tam. We're getting Megan Maroney now. This is, I think, the start of not star, but superstardom. Do you feel that same way?
I agree. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, I'm not disrespecting or criticizing her whatsoever. It almost seems too easy. Like she was born to do this. Like, oh, I remember vividly watching a kid that was younger than me and smaller than me play baseball on my team. And I was a good baseball player. This kid came up and out-hit me by easily 20 feet every hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh. That was when I realized that there are, you know, you can be good at something, and then you can be, as I like to say, touched by God. Yes. As far as talent.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I get it. And not everybody's going to be the same talent-wise. You can mm-hmm. be good, but you're not going to be able to be ever as good as that guy is. And that's just a fact of life. I think that's kind of what we got with Megan Maroney.
Sure. She's doing what she was born to do. It's pretty cool.
I love how she was challenged to do so, did it, and say, oh, and wow, there you go. It's fun to watch somebody not only fulfill their dreams, but know they're doing a great job doing so.
Here is Megan Maroney, I'm Not Pretty, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
If you go to Poshmark, you can get the Wicked Glinda souvenir cup for, are you ready? $78.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, they're a hot commodity right now. I found a practical use of what to do with the tops of the AMC Wicked commemorative souvenir cups. You've got a Alphaba, and you've got a Galinda, and it's like a little doll on top of the cup. And what do you do with it after the mm-hmm. cup's done?
Well, you found something fun to do with them.
Hello, Christmas tree.
So we found something practical to do with the tops of the Wicked souvenir pop cups from the theater, huh? Made some ornaments.
So clearly with that audition tape, I'm heading to Broadway.
I think you could have done Broadway had you really wanted
oh,
to.
Oh, would you please?
I do.
That's very kind. Anyway.
You would have at least been a great jingle singer. That I know.
I'm so excited about my Christmas tree, Tammy. I'm mm-hmm. excited about my house being decorated for Christmas. I think sure. I sent you four or five videos yesterday.
Yeah, a few.
As if I was the only person to ever decorate their house for Christmas.
It's nice that you're finally in the Christmas spirit.
Are you a traditional decorator as far as your Christmas tree? Do you have like one set type of ornaments, or do you have every kind of different kind of pish-posh ornaments from everywhere?
So my husband is very particular about certain things. The outside ornaments, very subtle, always the same. The tree for inside, though, we have so many different ornaments that we have gathered over the years between what we got from our own parents. I have some very special ones that my mother had made.
Nice.
So it helps me remember my mother, who's no longer here. The kids over the years of making ornaments and certain things that they have picked out and how they changed over the years from the cute little handmade ones to the funny ones that they buy. But it's a little bit of everything.
Do you have any unusual or comical ornaments?
We have a Campbell's soup can ornament that my oldest daughter bought 1 year. We were like, well, okay. And everybody has their fun little ones, like a purple sparkly tennis shoe or, you know, skateboarders. There's a snowman on a skateboard, you know, for my oldest son had picked that one out.
I have a Batman and Robin in the Batmobile ornament. I've got a Captain James T. Kirk in his captain's chair. Mm-hmm. I've got Prince. I've got my favorite football player, Walter Payton. You know, things that just scream Christmas.
No, but they mean something too. And that's the whole point of a tree. Some people like it very personalized. Some people prefer to have a theme. My sister was really good with themes. She used to do like a Victorian tree that had that dusty rose color with the crepe paper ribbons and gold ornaments. And it was
wow.
Yeah, she always likes to do a theme.
I have a Snoopy ornament.
Yeah.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Lauren in Encinitas. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm good. How about you, Tam?
Good.
All right. Lauren, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio, please.
Gotta go, Tammy.
All right. Good luck.
Lauren, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you can get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder, too, that all ties, Lauren, will go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Tim Allen tops a list of the best Santas on film thanks to this series of films.
Santa Claus.
Let's play high or low. Per estimates from the USPS, United States Postal Service, they deliver close to 7 billion pieces of mail between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. Is that too high or too low?
Too low.
Sam Hunt celebrated his birthday. He and his wife just announced they're expecting their third baby. What sport did he play and even try out for the pros until becoming a singer-songwriter?
Hockey.
Brenda Lee will turn 80 on Wednesday. What popular Christmas song is she known for? Jingle Bell Rock, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, or Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas?
Jingle Bell Rock.
And funny, George R.R. Martin does not know if he'll ever finish the Game of Thrones books. How many seasons of Game of Thrones, the TV show, were there?
10.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Lauren, what you got going on today?
Just about to head into work.
Yeah, what do you do?
I place travel nurses for hospitals, mainly on the East Coast, but I actually just got some West Coast ones as well.
Oh, wow. So look at you making things happen over there.
Nice.
Lauren did 2 out of 5, Tim.
Okay, all right.
Timmy, Tim Allen tops the list of the best Santas on film thanks to this series of films.
Oh, my gosh. What was the one that he was Santa in? The Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is right. Lauren knew that. It's 1-1. Tim, let's play the high-low game. Per estimates from the United States Postal Service, they deliver close to 7 billion pieces of mail between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. Is that too high or too low?
Wow. In the U.S., I'm going to say too high.
Not only is it too low, it's way too low. They deliver, are you ready for this, about 15 billion pieces of mail, and on top of that, 800 million packages in that crazy same time frame. So maybe get a little something special for your postal carrier right this year. They're very busy. It is 2-1. Lauren went with too low. Timmy, Sam Hunt celebrated his birthday. He and his wife just announced they're expecting their third baby. What sport did Sam play and even try out for the pros until becoming a singer-songwriter?
Football?
Sam tried out and did not make the Kansas City Chiefs. Hmm. It's 2-2. Lauren went with hockey. Brenda Lee will turn 80 on Wednesday. What popular Christmas song is she known for? Jingle Bell Rock, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, or Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas?
Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
That is right. Lauren went Jingle Bell Rock, 3-2 Tammy. And finally, Tammy, George R.R. Martin does not know if he'll ever finish the Game of Thrones books. How many seasons of Game of Thrones, the TV show, were there?
5?
No, the answer is 8. Lauren went 10, also incorrect. So today we finished with a score of Tammy 3, Lauren 2. Lauren, you're not going to get any of Tam's money, but we're thinking you're going to love the prize that you do get.
You are now going to see Keith Urban. He is coming to California next summer. His High and Alive World Tour, January 26th at the Intuit Dome.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Lauren, have a wonderful day. We appreciate you. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Lauren in Encinitas, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Sold out show saw Tucker Wetmore open up for Megan Maroney at our KSON Country Christmas.
This is the first time we got to meet Tucker in person. We've only chatted with him on the phone. And by the way, yeah, he's good looking.
Tucker Wetmore is with us. We are so excited to have you, man. Happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Dude, I'm so excited to be here. Yeah. I'm a West Coast kid, so I'm all right. Kind of back home, but not really, you know?
Okay, so tell us about home.
Home is awesome. Washington State on the southwest part.
There is not one empty seat out there tonight.
Really?
No. Yeah. If
there is,
dude,
can I go
sold
sitting?
Out in like less than 30 days.
That's crazy.
Are you ready?
I'm so excited.
Are you ready for this?
I think so. I hope so.
I'm going to go ahead and say that you're probably about done.
Just about. Okay. Yeah, I got 2 more shows for the rest of the year, and I'll be done. Then I go to the Bahamas.
Oh, I was just going to ask, where do you go for the holidays?
Well, I'll be going to the Bahamas right before.
Can
right
we come?
Before. Sure, yeah. Yeah. 100%, if you want to.
Yeah. I've never been to the Bahamas, so I'd love to go.
You can sleep on the floor. I get first shower.
Yeah.
Tell us what this is like for you.
I mean, dude, it means everything to me. You know, my whole plan was football, you know, out of college, and didn't work out. You know, got injured with that, but music found me again, and I'm glad it did. It's been crazy, especially this year. It's been nuts. I'm blessed. That's the only way I could put it.
All right, you said music found me again. Mm-hmm. Explain what that means.
Oh, I mean, I started playing piano when I was 11. I grew up in the church. My grandpa was a pastor, so I grew up literally sleeping on the altar sometimes, or some nights, like with my cousins and stuff like that. But fell in love with music around 11 years old. Started playing piano and guitar and trumpet, and kind of just put it down for sports for a couple years there, and then it found me again. I'm glad it did.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me too.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Honest question.
Would you rather be a pro football player or win a CME award?
I would rather.
Honestly. Ooh.
I would rather be sitting here with you guys.
No, come on.
Come on. That's a bold answer. And you
honestly.
A CME award, 100%.
Here's why, I think. Because that music will last forever.
Absolutely.
And when you're done being a player, you're kind of done
Absolutely.
Being a player.
You know what? That's a great answer.
Yeah.
There are going to be people, when you win your CME award, that say, hey, man, you're my influence. Whereas football players...
Dime a dozen.
Right.
Know, unless you're one of the greats.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you're on your way.
Everybody was in such a great mood on Saturday.
It was very festive.
We've got another KSON Country Fest happening in March at Gallagher Square, and it's just as good. Justin Moore is going to be there. Nate Smith is going to be there. Warren Zeiders is going to be there, and you can get those tickets at KSON.com. What a perfect stocking stuffer they would make. It's actually a really nice Christmas present. So go ahead and get your KSON Country Fest tickets for our show in March.
Here is Tucker Wetmore, Wind Up Missing You, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Producer Jessica is teasing us, saying she's got some good news.
You know, remember how I said I wasn't going to make cookies this year for you guys? Because
yes.
I just didn't have time and everything.
Right, and we were pretty upset about it.
Guess who started baking last night?
What made you change your mind, Jessica?
You know, here's what I realize it is, and it happens every year to me, is I get so crazy busy right before the St. Jude Radiothon that mm-hmm. I'm just like, I'm not doing anything for Christmas this year. I'm tired. I don't have time. I just want to, I have to pull back.
Yeah.
But this, I'm not kidding you, the second it was over, I started planning to bake cookies.
Okay.
The second that Tammy announced our over $300,000 total for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, you said, I need to start baking.
Yeah. So I made some cookies last night. I've prepped more. So I'm going to bring you guys a nice selection of homemade cookies tomorrow.
Well, I'm very excited for that because your cookies are really, really good.
I'm trying some new recipes this year. I made a brown butter cinnamon crinkle cookie last night that is incredible.
What's a crinkle cookie?
Well, you'll see tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Do you do the old standard, that peanut butter cookie with the chocolate kiss in the middle?
No.
Oh.
That's boring.
Why is that boring? It's awesome.
Everybody does it. I always look for some new recipes. I'll also be bringing in the cinnamon roll cookies I tried a couple years ago that are so good.
Bring anything gross.
Yeah, I don't bring in anything gross.
No peanut butter with a chocolate kiss in the middle.
You can buy those at any store. That's the thing. I don't like to make the stuff that you can just go to like the grocery store and get in their bakery section.
You know you've just shamed like 60% of Christmas cookie bakers right now.
That's fine. It's not for me.
Okay. No, apparently it's not for us either. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for the cookies in advance. You're our staff baker, so we're all pumped. Thank you. He officially had two cries on our St. Jude Radiothon official cry count. Not bad. He was on for 2 hours.
So he cried each hour.
That's pretty good. A cry an hour. All right.
Yes.
Greg's coming in next. He's got Boots in the Park tickets. It's John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.